The Science Show on RN, and our PhD this week is from the University of New South Wales, Simon Lloyd, who wants you to go swimming, but not in the sea.
The great stink, the toxic sludge. Would you go for a swim in a river with one of these nicknames? Once beautiful and curvaceous, rivers in our cities have been straightened, starved of oxygen and fed our waste, from sewage to chemicals to plastics. Perhaps worse, these waterways have lost our affection. When we flush the toilet or fertilise the garden, we don't think about the river. And why would we? For most of us who live in cities, these urban waterways don't bring any obvious benefit. But what if we could change people's relationship with the river just by allowing them to swim in it? This has become a goal for cities worldwide. New York, a swimmable Hudson River. London, a swimmable Thames. And Sydney, a swimmable Parramatta River by 2025. But after years of contamination, how are these rivers going to earn a clean reputation? Step one, and the first part of my research, is to wait for it to rain. Rain washes pollution from urban areas into drains, and these drains flow into creeks and rivers. So this year, we've been collecting water samples in the river after rain. What we're most interested in is the level of fecal contamination. Fecal bacteria in human sewage presents the main health risk to swimmers. On to step two, what to do about human poo. We're designing and building a biological water filtration system. The system is designed to mimic self-cleaning processes that occur in healthy rivers. The most important component? The biofilm. Now picture this. Take a pebble and dip it in a tub of silky smooth honey. Once the excess strips off, that thin glossy film remaining around the pebble, this resembles a biofilm. Biofilms grow underwater, and in rivers, they provide the perfect home for good bacteria to live and feed on harmful pollutants as they float by. Now, with cleaner water in mind, are you looking for a place to improve your freestyle or just a quiet spot to dangle your feet? This is one of many questions we're asking the public to help us design riverside places where people want to come and swim. Destinations that might one day see the Parramatta River outshine Bondi Beach. So, a clean river means you can eat the fish you catch. It means an Aboriginal grandmother can pass on her waterway knowledge to the next generation. It means while working in the CBD, you could take a freshwater dip on your lunch break. So, what are you waiting for? Let's go for a swim.
Simon Lloyd, doing his PhD at the University of New South Wales.